Welcome to the If Only Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Christina DeFranco, and this podcast is a place for new entrepreneurs who want to build an intentional business and not look back and say, if only I did that, if only I knew that, or if only someone had told me that, because I'm here to share all the secrets you need to know to run a successful business. Grab your notebook or iPad because you're not going to want to miss these tips. Let's go ahead and get started. School is officially in session. Welcome back to the If Only Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am your host, Christina DeFranco, and I am so glad that you are joining me today for this solo episode because I am diving into the importance of staying in your lane as a new entrepreneur. Now, I have to tell you that this episode is coming straight from my heart because as a multi-passionate person, I like to think that I can help anyone and everyone and that I am extremely resourceful and I can figure most things out. And while that may be true, it's really important that we learn to respect the industry we're in. And also by learning to stay in our lane, we experience less pressure and we will be respected by our clients and the people we work with so much more. And we're going to be diving into why that is and exactly how that looks like. But I want to talk a little bit about what sparked my reasoning for creating this episode, because you guys know I'm constantly being inspired. First of all, I just think this is a really great topic. I think it's super important, especially for people who are side hustlers or brand new entrepreneurs, new in their businesses, because we are constantly in the place of, we need to get that next client, we need to sign that next person, I need this money because we're just starting out and I haven't made a client yet, and all of these things are constantly swirling in our minds of get the next sale, get the next client, get the first client, get the first sale. And sometimes we'll go to extreme lengths or do anything and everything in order to do that. Also, a lot of entrepreneurs are helpers by nature. Especially if you're listening to me, then you're most likely an impact-driven person, and that means you love to serve, you want to help people. And when you want to help people, sometimes we can go outside of the scope of the services that we really should be serving people with just to help them. And I'm here today to tell you, and we'll get into this, that there are other people that are better suited to serve sometimes. And that can be really important to understand. So what sparked this episode is that I'm in the design industry and I actually saw a designer in a Facebook group post asking which platform is best to host one of her potential clients' websites because the client wanted X, Y, and Z and what website would be the best for her to design on in order to create the website for the client. And so it really made it clear to me that this person was a helper. They were going above and beyond to make sure they could do the best job for this person, and they were even willing to design a website on a platform that they don't specialize in or that they're not super comfortable with because that's what the client wanted. And I will preface that this was a new client and one of her first clients. And so what it really comes down to is understanding what you're good at. Understanding how you can best help serve someone. So let's take the website platform WordPress, for example. Okay, this lady really would have benefited from a WordPress website, and this girl only really designed on the platform Squarespace. So she's not going to do as great of a job on WordPress as someone who specializes in WordPress websites simply because it's not her area of expertise. She hasn't done or built a portfolio in that platform. And so she would have been better off passing this client on to someone who is better suited for the project. And so I really looked at that and I said, this happens in every industry. I know coaches who specialize in weight loss, yet they take on someone who wants to build muscle mass and not lose any weight simply because they want that client, they want that sale, because they're new or they're growing or they're just excited to help someone. And while you may have the knowledge, because you're a personal trainer, to help someone, if you specialize in weight loss, it puts additional pressure on yourself to take someone outside of the scope of what you're trying to specialize in. It also sends mixed messages to other people. Say you share a before and after picture of the person who is gaining muscle mass. What message does that send to people who are looking at you as a weight loss expert? Why do you have someone gaining weight and building muscle mass as part of your portfolio, as part of your testimonials, when you're marketing yourself as someone who specializes in weight loss? It's really conflicting, and as you all have heard me say, confused consumers do not convert. We're better off staying in our scope and having immense clarity. Now, I understand that this can be stressful, and I understand wanting to make this sale. However, turning to someone and saying, I think or I know that you really need someone who specializes in X. You really need someone who specializes in a WordPress platform. You really need someone who specializes in muscle mass. And I do this, which is the opposite of what they're wanting or just different than what they're wanting. That will gain you so much respect. And that can lead to really qualified referrals, meaning that if they have a friend who wants to lose weight, well, they're going to say, oh, I talked to a weight loss coach. It wasn't what I was looking for, but they were awesome and they were really authentic and honest. And then they will send you a referral, even though they never actually worked with you, because they learn your values, right? It all goes back to intention and impact. What are your intentions when trying to help someone? And what is the ultimate impact you're trying to create? If you're trying to reduce the world crisis or epidemic of obesity, then creating or taking up your time with someone who's trying to build muscle mass is not the best use of contributing to your why, of fulfilling your purpose of reducing the epidemic of obesity. And even though you may feel you have time now, taking on that other client that's outside of your scope, it just shuts a door for someone else who is more aligned to come in. And I know that can be so hard to think about. And honestly, it can be really frustrating because this may be one of the only people who've reached out to you, or you may feel that you're not getting any clients and that this is a great person and you can help them. But you are ultimately closing the door for someone else who is more aligned with you to come in. So even though you can help people, doesn't necessarily mean you should. I really encourage you to start to build a bank of people you can refer out to. And honestly, reach out to these people. So say you're a weight loss coach and you have someone who, or you find someone on Instagram who is a muscle building specialist, okay? And you reach out to them and say, hey, I've had a few people come my way who are interested in building muscle, but I specialize in weight loss. Would you be interested in doing a collaboration or doing a referral shared network where I send you people who are looking for muscle building and you send me people who are looking for weight loss? That can be a really great arrangement. If you do that with a few different types of people, that can be a really beneficial way to help you get new clients and meet new people within your industry who are specializing in slightly different things. So I really encourage you to start to think about and gain clarity around what is your scope, right? We have medical professionals who have a scope of practice. If you're a brain surgeon, you're not going to go ahead and do a bowel resection. Like, you're not going to do general surgery because that's not what you specialize in. And really immense things like that, really intense professions like the medical field, like surgeons, they have those boundaries. They have a scope of practice. And with entrepreneurship, there really is none. You have to set your own boundaries. You have to enforce that on your own. And I really encourage you to do so, because it's really going to be beneficial for you in the long run and provides clarity and less pressure for you and your clients. So I really hope you take into consideration what this really looks like for your specific situation. And if you're not sure, hit me up in the DMs over on Instagram at Coach Christina Maria. I'd love to work through it with you so that you can really learn what your scope is and what you should be referring other people out to, and how do you also articulate that so that you are getting qualified leads. Remember that qualified leads are people who can pay what you're asking for, so they're in your investment range, and they're also willing to do the work and align with your values and your philosophy. So the clearer our messaging is and the clearer we are with what we do specifically, the more qualified leads we're going to be getting. So if you're getting a lot of people who are outside of what you think your scope is. So again, if you're getting people who want to build muscle mass, yet you're a weight loss specialist, it's a great indication that your messaging is not clear, because you're not deterring, you're not polarizing the people that don't align enough, right? A person who's trying to build muscle mass should see your page and immediately recognize that they don't align with what you're teaching. So if you are getting people outside of the scope, you are way too broad, way too vague, and I want you to get really clear on your copy, your messaging, your captions, your bio, and your title, right? Clarity converts. I want you to be really clear. And the reason why this is also so important, I don't want to dive into like ideal client avatars or niching too much here, but when you can speak to a person's pain point, you start to evoke emotion. Emotion builds a trustworthy connection, which is more likely to convert in a sale or in a nurture or in a lead. And so I want you to think about that, because if you're trying to speak to the person who's trying to lose weight and the person who's trying to build muscle mass because you can do it all, their pain points are completely different. You're gonna have so much mixed messaging. And that's why it's really important that you do choose something to market that you specialize in, and that you do choose, so to speak, a scope of practice for yourself. And then try to enforce those boundaries as best as possible. Because what you choose to specialize in is usually the thing, or should be the thing, that fulfills you the most, that lights you up inside. I always like to give the example of my virtual wellness studio. I specifically work with the demographic of 50 to 90 plus. I call them my grandmas. I'm in love with them. They're amazing human beings. I love, love, love to teach with them. I love everything about what I do. And I don't think I'd have that same reaction elicited if I worked with teens, or I've worked with teens, I've worked with kids and taught them yoga, and it wasn't the same. And so it's okay to shift, it's okay to pivot. I'm not saying, oh, you're now pigeonholed into this one thing. I'm not saying that by any means, but in this season, in this current place that you're in, what are you choosing to specialize in? What are you choosing to really clarify that you're working on? Because it should light you up. And if you're trying to pick too many different fruits, it's going to be too overwhelming. So I really want you to think about this. And again, if you're having trouble, if you're like, hearing you say this, it makes sense. Like, I need to clarify my messaging. I need to find a scope of practice, but you're struggling to do that, just send me a DM. We'll work it through. I love to send voice notes back and forth. So hit me up over on Instagram at Coach Christina Maria, and I will talk to you guys again soon. That's all for today, friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the If Only Entrepreneurs podcast with me, your host, Christina DeFranco. I love to connect with you guys over on Instagram, so feel free to take a screenshot of this episode, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Coach Christina Maria over on Instagram. If you got any value out of this episode, please leave us a review over on iTunes. It helps people just like you find this podcast as well. And until next time, have a lovely rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next episode.